Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN, at least here on WGNradio.com. Did you just search, like, for stock circus music there, or is that, like, the It theme song there, Aleph?
I searched creepy clown music.
Creepy clown music.
It's called Calliope or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, Calliope. There's a genre.
They did a good job. I'm definitely thinking creepy clown.
Wait, it's a genre or the name of a band? Oh, it picks up? Instrumentals, in fact, yes, as opposed to just the bell music.
Makes you think of a merry-go-round as well.
Yeah, a merry-go-round from hell. John Hanson in for John Williams until 3 o'clock, Rowan Anna. After that, you know how it works. Let's go to Mina Bloom. She joins me now. She's my good friend from Block Club Chicago. Mina, how are you doing?
Hey, John, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. We didn't do this story any justice by playing creepy clown music, but there is a clown roaming through Logan Square, and while that would worry me, apparently most residents seem to be okay with it. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, about a month ago, I first saw this person dressed in a full clown getup, going up to people and asking them if they wanted to buy balloon animals. He either had a fanny pack or he had a backpack full of balloons, and he would ask people if they wanted to buy them. I was intrigued by it, and then
yes.
I realized that a lot of other neighbors were intrigued by it, too. Who is this person? All of a sudden, Logan Square has its own clown. So I set out to answer that question, and that's where we're at with the story.
So what I love about Block Club Chicago, and before that DNA Info, and Mina, you specifically, is, look, a lot of stories come from knowing your beat, knowing your neighborhood, walking around and just going, what the heck? And then figuring out the answer to that question. So how did you go about doing it? Is it a matter of just walking up to the guy and saying, hi, I'm Mina, what's happening?
Yeah, I mean, actually, it's kind of funny. There were a few weeks there where I would people would send me messages. Like, I saw the clown, and I would be doing something else. You know, I'd be covering
right.
another story, and so I couldn't get to it. But serendipitously, yesterday, we were crossing the street at the same time. And so, exactly what you said. I just stopped him and introduced myself and told him I was a reporter and I would love to hear his story. And that's how we talked. So we actually, interestingly enough, after all those people sending me messages, it was just me kind of being out in the neighborhood
right.
like you described that really got the story.
So who is he? What is his story?
Yeah, so he is a 38-year-old guy from Deerfield, and he went to Colorado State to get his degree in early childhood education, and
mm-hmm.
he told me that that's really what made him want to do the clown work that he does. So he really likes to make kids laugh, he likes to make people happy, and he enjoys putting on the clown costume and making people laugh. And he for years had worked birthday parties and different events and still does that, but he recently got his street performer's license, so that's why he's been out and about for the last 2 months.
Oh, so there's a license necessary for that?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, I mean, you can certainly,
dress as a clown, yeah,
right.
and
go out and do, but I think for him, I think he wanted it to be official.
Okay, so he's all official, and that's great. And I guess I shouldn't ask why. I just, like, my first reaction was, is this person, I hate to even use the term, but a crazy person. Like, that's just what comes to people's mind. I imagine some neighbors have similar reactions, at least confused, to put it mildly.
Well, like I read in the story, I mean, clowns don't exactly have the best reputation.
Except Bozo. Except Bozo. Let's say that first and foremost, yes.
Yeah. So people are scared of clowns. A lot of people are. So when there was a lot of chatter on social media, a lot of people were saying, like, this guy is terrifying. I don't want to be anywhere near him. But I think that, you know, after talking to Joey the Clown, I think the beautiful thing about Block Club Chicago is we really we try and, you know, get those human stories and make it a point to, you know, to really dive deep with people and to not pass any judgment on
people. Yeah, no, and I, you know, clown goes around. It's not what I would do, but some people love clowns. It's not like kids love balloon animals and balloon things. Sure. So, I mean, does he make anything? Like, can you just go up there and he's pretty got a good Rolodex of things ready to go?
Yeah, he said that he can make a lot of different things. He said he can make dinosaurs, bunnies, butterflies, poodles. He said that he can make fish. I thought it was interesting. I asked him what the most popular request was, and he said it's a sword, mm-hmm. but that he hasn't figured out how to make a sword yet, so he doesn't know how to, he can't deliver on that.
Wait, he can make a poodle, he can't make a sword? That seems like the easiest one. I mean, the thing is already shaped like a sword for the most part. It just seems to be, make the handle.
I'm not sure. I asked him why, and he just said he hasn't quite figured it out yet.
Yeah, so, no, and you're right.
He can make a lot of different things, just not a sword, unfortunately.
And what do I know? How often does he do this?
He does it every single day. He works, you know, he considers this his full-time job. He's out in the neighborhood every day. So I asked him how many hours a day, and he just kind of kept saying, you know, it's a lot of hours, many hours. So sometimes he works, you know, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Sometimes he's working noon to 5 p.m., you know. But several hours a day, 7 days a week, he's out there.
I don't know if you got a chance to ask him, maybe you didn't, but, I mean, he must be aware of some people's fear of clowns. And when you say 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., I got to say, my level of anxiety over a clown rises exponentially as the sun goes down. So, like, I'm okay with a clown from noon till 4, but come 8:30 p.m., my clown tolerance goes down sharply.
Yeah, I did ask him about that. I said a lot of people are afraid of clowns, and wondering what you think of that, and also have you encountered anybody who's been afraid, you know, of your presence? And he just, you know, he really just he dismissed it. I mean, he said, you know, well, if they're afraid, then they don't have to talk to me, you know.
Yeah.
But he said, I you know, I think clowns are fun, and the costume is funny, and I think it brings joy to people, and that's why I do it.
Yeah, I mean, I can respect that, certainly. All right, and what's his name? What does he go by? Does he have a specific clown name, or is he just the Logan Square Clown?
Well, people in the neighborhood are kind of calling him the Logan Square Clown, but his full name is Joseph Necktow, and he goes by Joey the Clown. And like I said, he's out in the neighborhood every day, but he also does birthday parties and events and different things. He says he does a few each month, so...
I'm never one to judge anyone in any line of work that they do, so I shall not do it until I get a chance to meet Joey myself. I got to ask, though, Lauren Lapka, you know, you came out anti-clown, and now that we've talked to Mina here a little bit, are you convinced or are you more concerned?
No, I'm not concerned, and okay. I'm not one of those people that is terrified of clowns,
right?
But I have not seen a very positive association with clowns in my past 10 years, at least.
I'd say about 10:30 at night, that's the last time I want to see a clown at night, otherwise I'm calling the police. All right, so Mina, you mentioned some other stories that you haven't gotten, you had to put this one off, obviously, and that's the life of a journalist. You've always got the couple on the back burner that you can't wait to get to till you have some time. One of the stories, I mean, it's got to be the Chicago story of the summer is Chance the Snapper, and you were the one to break that news first. What is that story, and now the learning that Gator Rob has a girlfriend here in Chicago from when he came up to catch that gator. What does that story mean to you when you look back on this summer?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I actually, last night and tonight, I am telling a story about how we broke the story of Gator Watch, of Chance the Snapper at the Hideout. So I've been talking about this a lot with people lately. And for me, really, this story was just about bringing people together. You know, a lot of different people, different backgrounds, different ages, all side by side at the lagoon, staring at the lagoon for hours. you know, a lot of people talked to their neighbors and they hadn't before that. And it, you know, it was a fun story. It was a light story. It was, you know, in working in news, there's a lot of doom and gloom and despair. And this was really, really a wonderful story. And the ending was great, too, although some people would have liked to see Chance the Snapper stay in Chicago. But but he is enjoying sunny Florida right now.
Yeah, I just cannot believe how many legs this story has had. And then we get these imposter gator people that have come to the same lagoon. And then you learn that Rob, the Gator Rob. I get all these names confused. What was the name of the first gator guy? What was his name?
Bob, and now we've got Alligator Rob.
And even that, you would write this in a screenplay, and they'd be like, no, those names can't rhyme. That cannot be the case, but there they are. Now he's got a Chicago girlfriend. That's cool. But Mina, I gotta take you back to that moment when you did break the story. Again, Block Club Chicago, first on the scene, first ones to break the Gator story, which has had all these legs for so long. Did you believe it to be true? What was your initial thought when you first got this?
No, I did not believe it to be true, and I wrote that in that story I was mentioning. I really thought it was a log or a baseball bat or a plastic bag or something. When I got those text messages and calls from my editors, they were, you know, as they do, which I bless their heart, they're amazing. They take tips very seriously.
Yes.
and so do I. And as you know, John, having worked at DNA Info, we take tips very seriously, and we really listen to our readers, and the tip came from one of our readers. So, I hoped that it was a real gator, because I didn't want to be wasting my time, you know,
right.
trying to write a story about a baseball bat in the lagoon. But I really did not think it was a real gator, and I didn't think it was a real gator until that late that day when we got really, really good photos.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew for sure that it was the real thing. So for many, many hours that first day, I was like, no way, this is the real gator.
You're not suggesting that Seamus Toomey would send you on a fool's errand of a tip, right? Ever?
No, never.
Never, never, never.
No, not at all.
All right, just not to have to put this on you, but of course supporting local journalism is super important. Why should people check out Block Club Chicago?
Yeah, you know, I believe that we are doing that ground level reporting that people crave. We are out in the neighborhoods every single day, and we are talking to people in the neighborhoods every single day, and that's how we get really great neighborhood stories that nobody else in the city is covering. And we're out. We're not sitting at our desk. We are out and about every single day. That's how I interviewed Joey the Clown. That's how we that's how we got the Chance the Snapper story. We're plugged into the neighborhoods, and I think that people in Chicago, we're all sort of siphoned into our neighborhoods, and they almost feel like small towns in a way. So I think that we have a lot of neighborhood pride in the city, and most people I talk to love their neighborhoods and want to be a part of their neighborhoods and want to know what's going on and deserve to know what's going on. So we're covering things on such a deeply local level, and we're doing, and we're using all those old school journalistic practices that are so, so important. We really are old school in a lot of ways. So I really do think that what we're doing is really important. And for us to stick around, we do need people to contribute. So yeah. It's only $6 a month. It could be a coffee or two.
Yeah, and even one at Starbucks. I just got a macchiato the other day, a venti, put an extra shot in it, and there was over $6. Could have gotten my Block Club subscription, but good thing I do. Mina Bloom, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, John. Always a pleasure.
Always great to chat.